Nolte, More Video Unearthed of Jake Tapper Covering Up Biden's Decline. By John Nolte on February 27, 2025. More video has been uncovered of CNN's Jake Tapper actively engaging in the conspiracy to cover up Joe Biden's mental and physical decline. The backlash against CNN's Jake Tapper and the bubbled arrogance that led him to write a book about the cover-up of Joe Biden's obvious unfitness to be president has been both fierce and glorious. Tapper must think it's still 2013, a time when the regime media's snooty hubris could power them through any hypocrisy. Well, those days are over. Social media and new media are both blistering Tapper with multiple exhibits proving he actively engaged in covering up, dismissing, downplaying, and shutting down discussion of Biden's obvious mental and physical collapse. But now, because he's a prisoner of arrogance in a velvet bubble dated 2013, after 4 years of being an active member of the conspiracy to sweep the fact that Biden hardly knew who or where he was under the rug, Tapper has co-authored a book titled Original Sin: President Biden's Decline, Its Cover-Up, and His Disastrous Choice to Run Again. Yep, the criminal is going to investigate his own crime. If I Did It, by O. Jake Tapper. On Wednesday, Breitbart News reported on two instances. One from 2024, where Tapper is on the record covering up for a man the whole world could see had no business running a cash register, much less the country. Since then, more video has been unearthed. Watch for yourself. As you can see, some of those clips are from 2024. To understand the level of dishonesty Tapper engaged in, the following must be stressed and re-stressed. Everyone with an IQ over 70 who was not blind and deaf knew Biden was a frail and confused old man. Everyone knew the emperor had no clothes. Jake Tapper arguing differently wasn't just bias. It was straight-up gaslighting, lying, and engaging in an audacious conspiracy to cover up what everyone knew to be true. Tapper cannot claim anyone misled him. He saw what we all saw, video after video after video that proved Biden had no business being president. But Tapper and Kunlal dismissed the facts or attacked those of us who pointed out the emperor as naked as the conspiracy theorists. Tapper is as guilty as everyone in the regime media of knowingly engaging in this shameless cover-up. But for him to come along and portray himself as some sort of crusading journalist ready to uncover the truth, well, that's a level of arrogance and contempt for his tiny audience that surprises even me. What's equally pathetic is that Alex Thompson, the Axios staffer who co-authored Tapper's version of If I Did It, was actually one of the few guys in the elite media raising questions about Biden's health. So why is he darkening his name by playing along with this culling charade of Tapper's? Why is Thompson helping Tapper shamelessly cover up his own complicity? It's like Elliot Ness agreeing to take on Al Capone as a co-author of Original Sin, Murder, Bootlegging, Racketeering, and the Criminals Who Made It Happen. What a dummy. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.